citizen, I'm here to learn. I know that decisions about public lands are incredibly impactful to the people who live nearby.
Holland, an enrolled member of the Laguna Pueblo tribe, is the first Native American to head the Department of the Interior. She met with local and tribal leaders, state representatives, and stakeholders. Senator Mitt Romney spoke about his hope for the area.
I hope the president is able to take action to bring us together and to find a permanent solution. I think this is an opportunity for finding common ground. No pun intended.
A permanent solution, as Senator Romney mentioned, could consist of legislation from Congress. The 1.3 million acres of Bears Ears National Monument were originally designated through executive order by President Obama in 2016. Less than a year later, President Trump reduced the area to roughly 200,000 acres. Governor Spencer Cox described the last 5 years of designations as ping pong.
Ping ponging is probably the wrong word because ping pong is fun. There's nothing fun about what we've been arguing about over the past decade here. And can we find those solutions? I believe so in my heart.
Towns surrounding the monument's borders have been caught in the middle of the back and forth. Tim Young, mayor of Monticello, Utah, has felt the impact the monument designation has had on his town.
Part of the frustration is, you know, we've already seen this increase in visitation, which we expect to see even more of, but there's no plan has been presented on how to protect the area. All we can do is, you know, put our opinion out there and put our concerns out.
According to Secretary Holland, this administration is all ears. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Maya Fairbanks.